This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Also, we have Wes Bilhard from Housemaster, resident expert home inspector.
Hey, Doug. Glad to be back.
And then we have Nick Bauer from Southside Investment Club. Welcome back, Nick.
Thank you.
So if anybody wants to contact any of our guests, you can visit our website, and we'll have all the information posted. Just visit DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. Or you can also contact me directly by calling or texting me at 314-472-DOUG. It's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So, gentlemen and ladies, we're talking about investing in real estate. Southside Investment Club, and you guys meet, is it the second Thursday of every month?
Second Thursday of every month at the Shrewsbury Civic Center in Shrewsbury.
Nice.
So, this coming Thursday, July 11th, you guys are going to have a meeting, have John Heyer, tax accountant, is going to be the speaker.
Yep. Topic will be asset protection and how to not pay Uncle Sam any more than he deserves.
Ooh, like it.
So we would all like that.
Yes. So, Nick, is it a good time to invest or is it not?
Well, actually, in my eyes, what I see out in the marketplace, I've seen last year as kind of like a stabilization year overall generally as the real estate market. I think, we've seen a slide for the last 6-7 years. And, last year, looking back, it looks like that was a stabilization year. And I think we're building on gains from here on out. And it's nice to hear words like gains and in the same sentence as real estate. You know, we haven't heard that in 7 years. So it's nice to hear that stuff. There's a stat that there's St. Louis is the fourth best marketplace in America to invest in. Because we have over 1,000 homes that are bank-owned properties that are under 100 grand built before 1960.
Okay.
So, there's a huge opportunity just with those homes to do something with. And I think right now, the other numbers that I see is it's a buy-and-hold market. Mm-hmm. Buy as much as you can for as long as you can.
So you think that's the best strategy right now?
There's all kinds of different strategies in real estate, but that's a great one right now. And I'm seeing a lot of people do that. I was just on the phone yesterday with some people from Canada that have landed some great private money to work with, and they bought 12 homes in St. Louis in the last 30 days. And amazing. I'm thinking, wow, I didn't buy 12 homes in St. Louis the last 30 days. What am I doing wrong,
Right.
We're seeing a lot of out-of-town people. We're seeing hedge funds here in St. Louis gobbling up properties. Some of the people that I talk to say that there's people that are trying to buy 100 homes a month. I don't really know if that's ever really going to be that active with those types of people, but I'm seeing a lot of people do that because you can still buy homes for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and be into it total for about that amount, maybe $60,000, and be able to rent those out for $850 a month. Those are home run. If you're thinking long term and that's your mindset, those are home run deals.
One of the interesting comments I have to that is that 5 or 6 years ago, when people would talk about buying investment properties for cash flow, I thought it was a farce because I rarely saw properties that really cash flow because prices were so high.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I even know people that said, well, if I'm only losing $400 a month,
right,
I'm going to make it up on the appreciation.
I'll make it up in volume. Right. Well, now, and that's not the case now because property values have dropped or affordability is better. And there is real cash flow.
Yeah, rates are awesome. They've been ticking up lately, but still historically they're still very low. And inventory is the housing stock is in some areas, we're at 20 year ago pricing.
Right.
But as these people come in from out of town to buy these properties, that those prices are definitely going up. So we got to make sure that we take advantage of being as close to the bottom as we can.
So what's the inventory look like right now?
What's going on specifically with the inventory, nationally, last quarter, 850,000 homes returned to positive equity.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty significant.
It is significant.
Which is about $50 billion in negative equity value, or 9.7 million homes is in negative, but 850,000 of those returned to positive equity. We still have about 19.8% properties in negative equity, which is, almost 20%. And I think at the height of the market, we were at 25%.
Right. So it's getting better now.
It's getting we're trending in the right direction, and in the past year, 39 million homes returned to positive equity, I believe. or 3.9 million, excuse me. I forgot the point. I think that's I was like, wow, that's a staggering number.
That pesky decimal point, yeah.
those pesky details.
Yeah.
Which, having those homes return to positive equity is a good sign. Right. I've had a couple investors say, well, you know what, I've already missed the bottom because, in the last year, we've already seen decent amount of appreciation. You know, in St. Louis, when we see the final numbers, it's probably going to be 8 to 10% appreciation for the St. Louis area, which was a great turnaround, and they feel like they've missed the bottom. Well, when you're looking 5 years from now, if we may gain another 40%. And if we do, now still a fantastic time to buy.
Yeah, dollar cost averaging it right now over the next couple of years is why I think long-term hold is a great strong strategy right now. I mean, there's still the short sales, there's still rehabbing and flipping, and there's still wholesaling, and there's still, buying subject to creative financing. Those will always be in play. But right now, 5 years ago or 7 years ago was not the right time to buy and hold long term because pricing, you couldn't do it.
Right.
You know? Yeah, you get somebody that has 20% equity in a bunch of properties, and all of a sudden they go down, and they may have had an 80% of loan based on the value. Prices go down 25%. Now all of a sudden, they can go from being a millionaire to being broke and deep in debt very, very quickly.
Right, and if you were investing in 6 years ago, that you either bought that property at that price or you didn't buy it because someone else was.
Right.
You know?
And there are a lot of opportunities right now with that.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have a question for all you guys, really, because you've been in the business for so long. What property would you think is the best thing to invest in? So when I say that, is it a duplex? Is it a single-family home? Is it an apartment building? What do you think, in your opinions, would be the best?
Well, what I would think is it just depends on where you live and what you want to do because, I live in South City, so I really don't want to buy a bunch of homes in St. Charles because that's a 45-minute drive for me, and that's going to be kind of crazy. And I probably wouldn't buy a lot of stuff up north unless I had a property manager to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
Some people buy only within a mile of their house because that's what they know and they're familiar with. Mm-hmm. I'd say, the best investment is one that cash flows and has a good chance of appreciation. Mm-hmm. Single-family homes from the 30, if you can be into a single-family home under $50,000 and be able to rent it out for $700, $800 a month, that's a great thing to do. Duplexes are great because you have one roof, four walls,
right?
Two tenants. Single family typically is not going to have as much cash flow as maybe a two or a four family, but with a four family, you've got four tenants and you have
chances of keeping cash flow going higher,
right? But you also have he's using my washing machine and that kind of stuff.
It.
So you got
I
those
see.
Kind of headaches and stuff. It just depends on what you're comfortable with, what you know.
Well, I'll speak from a lending perspective too. Is that there are many more restrictions on a four family compared to a two family. That your loan to value is going to be less, so you have to put more down payment on them.
Interesting.
There's a little bit more of a hit on the interest rate. So a two family is a safer investment, much lower foreclosure rates, which translates into better deals and financing.
Well, and appreciation is always good on those too because you can have an owner-occupant possibly sell to in the long term. And single families, you have one tenant. So if someone moves out, you might be not having cash flow for a couple months.
Right.
But that's the hierarchy. People want to live in a house. They don't want to live in a two-family or a four-family or a big complex. They want to live in a house. So if you've got a nice product that they can move into, that's definitely where you want to be.
Well, and I'd say even one, like a two family, somebody can own or occupy. And let me give you an example. I had one of my clients, a family that I've done a lot of loans, and one of the youngest brothers, this family is in his 20s. He bought a house in U City that was a two family. We did a 203K loan on it, needed about $25,000 in work. So we were able to do a 203K streamline loan and was able to borrow the money to do the work. He'll move into one half. The tenant on the other side is making almost the entire payment for him. So it ends up being a fantastic deal for him, great starter home. He's going to walk into a lot of equity because I can guarantee this house will appreciate very quickly. And when you get a house like that needs a lot of work, there aren't a lot of available buyers because unless they're getting a construction loan or they're paying cash, the only people you compete with are investors.
Yep. That's actually, I started out buying a two-family. My first property I ever bought was a two-family on the south side of St. Louis. I bought it for $79,000 and my payment was $650 and I got, I think, $500 or $550 in rents. On one side, so I lived for $100 a month. My total bills per month was about $500 back then.
Very nice.
And so, that's my car payment now.
Right.
So, that's how I got it into real estate because I got hooked,
That's great.
That's a good start.
And I always ask people if they're putting their money where their mouth is. So, Nick, you're a licensed real estate broker.
Yep.
So you work in the real estate brokerage community, and then are you also investing personally?
Yeah, I'm an active investor and a licensed real estate broker with Equity Missouri. We have a little over 50 agents in the organization. We got a great a structure that allows our agents to be real flexible in the marketplace and do a lot of things that other brokerages can't. And yeah, I'm an active investor, and like I said, I love real estate. It's a lot of fun. It's my passion.
It does seem to evoke passion from a lot of people. We become voyeurs of houses. We love to see the inside of them, love to go in and out of them, love to hear about it. I can't wait to attend the next Southside Investment Club meeting, which is going to be on July 11th, and it's the second Thursday of every month. Definitely people should go to Shrewsbury Civic Center, and if they want to get information on it, you said it's
TheSouthsideInvestmentClub.com to RSVP, and use Wes for all your building inspections. He just saved me a lot of money on one he did last week.
Oh, thanks, Nick. That's a great commercial. Thank you.
Always endorse Wes Vilhard from Housemaster. He's my home inspector. I always appreciate the expert advice, former structural engineer, civil engineer. So thanks for coming in, Wes.
Thanks, guys.
And Nick, definitely appreciate you coming in, too.
Thanks for having me, guys. I hope those scratch-off tickets are going to be winners for you. So
just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We'll be interviewing some of the top professionals in St. Louis to raise your level of fiscal literacy and improve your real estate knowledge. A big thank you to our producers for producing the show today, Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Thank you, guys. And also a big thank you to our guests today, Nick Bauer and Wes Vilhard. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.